right there. Eve Plum. And when they did the Brady Bunch movies, somebody else played, and it just didn't look right.
Let's bring in Joe Nichols there, Christian.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols. Brought to you by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com. Give me that smile and I'm
somewhere. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you, fellas?
We're doing great, man. Our boy Justin Moore put on a show out there for the folks in Fayetteville for the Red White game, and then the boys got out there and did a pretty good job. I don't think it was anything just, you know, eye-opening, but I don't presume you were there this weekend. But did you get a chance to watch any of the video?
Man, I have not. I've been working pretty hard on the road and in the studio, so I didn't get a chance to see the spring game. I heard mixed reviews, so y'all tell me all about it. How'd it go?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those. I think, Justin, you were there. I think you saw some good things and not so good things, and I think they looked organized, and, you know, I think the question is, do we have the Jimmys and Joes to match up with this tough schedule we have? And Justin, would you want to take it any further than that?
Well, I mean, when you say, hey, do we have the Jimmys and Joes to contend with this schedule?
Yeah.
That's a mouthful. I mean, I do think we have, Joe, I think we have some good skill position players, backs, and I think our wide receiver room, I said this yesterday, is pretty good. Maybe sneakily. I think our O-line is above average. I don't know that it's great, you know, like that one we had under Bielema and what was it, 15, 16, something like that. I saw some good things. But, Joe, they mixed the ones and twos, and so, like, a lot of the O-linemen weren't playing with the guys that they are typically with, and same with the D-line. And it wasn't like ones against twos or, you know, ones against ones or anything like that. So, it's kind of difficult to tell. But I don't know, Baz, does that answer the question?
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. I think there's work to be done. I think that they're going to be better coached. They're going to.
I will say the pre-snap penalties. What do we have? 2, maybe, or 3, or
that's it.
I mean, that's good. Other than a pick 6, which, according to AJ, what's his last name?
Hill.
It was an option route.
Yeah.
And he and the receiver were not on the same page. I mean, they took care of the football, which, I mean, was probably the difference in 2-3 wins last year.
You bet. It sure was. Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
Oh, yeah, at least, yeah.
So that was a positive. Of course, since we talked to you last, Mika Murnin is committed to the Razorbacks, number one class in the country, according to the most experts. Thoughts on it? I know you're familiar with him.
Yeah, we talked about him a couple weeks ago last week. That's a huge get, man. I think if that guy, I don't know if anybody's seen video on that guy, but if he plays to his potential, then that's your Trevin Brazil, you know, replacement in a lot of ways. I don't know, you know, about a couple of things. I think there's some question marks, but man, he's a real, real, real talented big guy for, and now if you put him with another potential superstar at the 5, like this, Benny Akizi, I think his name is, you get that guy, one of the top centers in next year's class, that might reclassify this year.
He is ranked as the top center.
There you
go. Second overall player, I believe.
Man. I think I heard he it's not that he's a super young guy that's trying to reach up. I think he actually is turning 18 this next month.
He would be a reclass.
Kind of on pace to be a freshman. Yeah. So that's, you know, I hope people don't think that he's going to reclass as a 17, you know, and try to be. Yeah, there were grown men, but I've heard great things about all that situation, I would love, you know, for it all to work out perfectly. In my opinion, it never does. But if you could have a perfect scenario of Malik Thomas, you know, which I think is a long shot for him coming back, but if he did, him and Billy coming back, if you add Obinna Akizie at center, and you also add a Hangelocken, that's a national championship roster, hands down. But a lot of things have to happen for that to go down. I don't know if we have the money or space or whatever, but man, if you got all those guys to come in, I don't see a team out there that would be that would have a better case for number one preseason.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I like the way Joe's talking, Roger.
He's breaking it down.
I like the way he's talking.
Joe's no slouch.
Yeah, that's he's
don't tell me short. I'm a tremendous slouch.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Did want to remind everybody that so the game was canceled yesterday. Razorbacks versus Northwestern State. They're playing again this afternoon at 3 o'clock. To Raj, no Randy, right? No Drive Time
right.
Sports this afternoon.
That's right.
Buzz too.
That's sorry, Randy.
Damn it! Happy birthday to Care. Happy anniversary. Just in case I missed them.
So you've got Ole Miss coming into town this weekend. It'd be nice to get to. They really need to get this series win. Razorback women will go to Austin, take on number 4 Texas, the defending national champions. Roger and I have been talking about this. We don't want to curse this softball team. We just feel like this might be the year. You get Dakota Kennedy back this weekend in Austin, and so. We had a DJ Gasso on yesterday, great hitting coach, and had Coach Dyfel on Friday. And so just sort of feel like if they can just, you know, get some breaks and get a good draw with their region and super region, which they should have another super region at home, that this might be the year to get them to Oklahoma City.
And that'd be awesome. We got the talent in the coach, man. We just got to have a little bit of good fortune come our way, as everybody does, to make the championship run. So good luck. We'll see you on that.
Do want to thank D3 Auto Sales for sponsoring Joe each week. Now, Joe, did you learn about gymnastics this week like we did? That really sorry to see yesterday. Jordan Weber steps down, wants to focus more on her family, and the replacement coach was announced like 5 seconds after she said she was stepping down. It's her husband.
Yeah.
It's her husband. It's like, what?
Well, they had to do it because they rode together.
I don't think. Do you follow gymnastics at all? Joe,
I don't really follow gymnastics, but I knew that we had a good thing going with top talent. I can't remember the girl's name that transferred, and then the coach. Obviously, I think, you know, I don't know how much y'all have talked about it this morning or this week, but I think it's all pointing to the fact that they're trying to get slim with their budget.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, cutting everything that they can. I guess quote unquote can cut. I don't know if I like it. I hate it for all the athletic program, you know, players and coaches and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I get kind of the thinking. I just don't know that I like it at all. I get that they're trying to save every dollar they can to throw it towards football. Football generates the most. But, man, it sure does suck watching all this stuff play out in college sports. It killed the – you know, in many, many ways, college sports are dying, you know, painful death. And I just hate it for the girls of college athletics. I have 3 girls, you know. My youngest is, you know, kind of a softball freak a little bit. And she's a great pitcher. She's about to turn 12. And I think she'll meet Bree Ellis, actually, this Friday. Bree Ellis is doing a camp here in Longview, Texas. So we might go over and join that camp. But man, I get it, but I hate it. That's kind of where I'm at.
Well, 2 things on that. We had Bree Ellis on Friday. She was great, and we were so lucky to have her last year every week. And I think, Roger, the only answer for this money situation, more Justin Moore free concerts in Fayetteville for the athletic department.
I agree. With a special appearance by Joseph Nichols.
Yes.
As hard as we try, you know, what's funny is
yes,
we could
do.
we could do free shows out the wazoo, man. And honestly,
yes,
we couldn't make a dent in what it really required.
No. That'd be it right there. Yeah, Joe Nichols and Justin Moore are doing a concert every weekend, and we've still only got three programs now. We're getting rid of all of them.
Walmart.
Hello.
Yeah.
Man, well, Rick Schaefer called him out yesterday. Yeah, he did.
Whatever.
I'm not going to go there.
Ryan Silverfield, Joe. Ryan Silverfield did come by Justin's bus and hang out with Justin. And Justin, you were impressed with him, right? With your time with him Saturday?
Yeah, man, a really good guy. Seems super genuine. I'm cautiously optimistic. What else can you be?
Was that
point?
Before or after the tug of war video?
I'm not putting a whole
Justin,
lot of stock in
like
that.
That's spoken like a true
BHS fan.
Yes. Joe, was going to ask you today.
No, but I really did like him. I'm just, yeah. I got to see something before
It is it's the 93rd birthday. I don't know if you knew this, Joe. Willie Nelson hits 93 today. What's your thoughts on Willie's career?
Hold on before you answer that, Joe. I'm not going to give him a hint at all. I'm willing to bet that he picks the same song I did.
Okay.
It's his favorite.
Yeah, give us your favorite Willie Nelson song.
Man, it's hard to do on the spot. Golly. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, I guess.
Okay.
Good. That's kind of not even a really
– Maybe a signature.
Fred
Is
Rose
that a signature song? What would be a signature song?
Just,
I tell you what, I like that Redheaded Stranger album was, yeah.
Oh, God,
Justin, you said, what'd you say?
Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground.
Oh, yeah. Man, another good one. Yeah, I was thinking you were always on my mind. Whiskey River, old Johnny Bush. I think Johnny Bush did that first, but Whiskey River, big one. Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground. I love the cover he did of Leon Russell, A Song for You. That's in that Honeysuckle Rose movie.
Never heard.
I've been so many places in my life and time.
He did a great album with that too, right? Called Honeysuckle Rose.
Yeah, Shotgun Willie. And
that's probably my favorite album of his.
What did we learn, Roger, about Always on My Mind, that he wrote?
It was not his. He did not write it.
It was
Elvis did a great version of it, which we like, but it was, we always thought it was Willie's song, but he didn't write it.
Tommy Smith.
Yeah, but he sung it, but he didn't write it. We thought
correct. He sang it.
Yeah,
he may have sang it.
Joe, we said the three things you know about Willie Nelson: one is great music, two is weed, and three is the IRS. So all three of those have been but he still's here. He's still here.
I bet you have, but you've been on his bus.
Man, I've not. That's the one guy I've always wanted to spend time with that I never got a chance to. So far, never got a chance to.
I got you.
I wish I had a good Willie story. I've heard some great ones.
It's amazing that he's still at 93. He's still out playing in front of folks. I mean, I don't know how much he's doing it, but I know within the last year I saw where he played somewhere for a birthday celebration or something, and pretty impressed to be 93. Maybe it shows you the power of weed. I don't know, but he's hanging around, still got that same old guitar that he plays. And
was that Merle? Well, you told us a weird story on a bus, Joe. Was that Merle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Merle.
Well, if Merle Haggard says come hang out on my bus, or Willie Nelson says come hang out on my bus, you're going on that bus.
Be prepared. That's right.
Man.
Great stuff. Back to the songs, man. I think what's great about Willie Nelson, another thing that's really great about him, is some of the biggest songs he wrote, I don't think were originally released by him. I know Crazy. He wrote Crazy for Patsy Cline. And I think Gene Ain't Funny, How Time Slips Away. I think maybe Ray Price did that.
Four Walls.
Four Wall, yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of songs that
Hello Walls.
Man, he's written.
Oh, Hello Walls, excuse me. Yeah.
Freaking Hello Walls.
Yeah. yeah.
Four Walls is the George Jones.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm telling you, when you three, especially Roger, listen. Jesse went,
no, these guys know. They
Roger
know
gets excited when he can talk deep country with you guys.
Well, I don't wear khakis on Wednesday when I'm talking to Joe Nichols. I won't do it. I won't do it.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much, as always. Thanks to D3 Auto Sales. Hopefully we can talk next week about a series win over Ole Miss and a series win over Texas. So we'll go
from there. And a big commitment from a big-time five.
There you go. I like it. I like what you're saying.
Absolutely.
All right, Joe. Have a great week, buddy.
Yeah.
Talk soon.
Thanks,
Joe. See you, buddy. Go Hawks.